Always the biggest and best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time now to hit the gridiron. So it is a pleasure to welcome back to our show Paul Gutierrez with ESPN. He covers the 49ers and also recently released his new book, 100 Things Raider Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Of course, Paul is joining us on our celebrity guest line, Stuart Cadillac, Real People, Real Value, Real Simple, and by SCORE Athletes Network. There's no off-season at SCORE. Good evening on this Friday night. How are you, Paul?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. Are you staying dry out there?
Yeah, this storm is pounding the San Francisco Bay Area pretty well. So it's different for the Bay Area. There's been a drought in California, but getting it all in one shot is probably not a good thing either.
And a bit overwhelming, I'm sure. Well, let's get right to it. The 49ers, they've lost two in a row, and their stock just continues to plummet with this dysfunction that's going on. They have a 7-6 record so far, and there obviously has been a ton of speculation in regards to Jim Harbaugh's future in San Francisco. Do you believe that he will be the head coach beyond this season?
I have a hard time believing that he's actually going to stick around. I think the die was cast even before this season began, when so many rumors and stories were planted and everything was leaked that he had lost the locker room. And when you kind of do a little bit of investigative work to find out where that was coming from, well, it's a leap, but it's a huge leap, but it's a logical leap that it was coming from within the organization, which kind of set up the current situation that we have, that the opposing forces are too strong, that the personalities clash too much, that Jim Harbaugh, wherever he goes, he does a great job at his job for a couple of years, but then it kind of, the bridge burns out. So, yeah, I have a hard time believing that he's going to come back. And even if they somehow went on a nice little run here and got in the playoffs and went to the Super Bowl, I'm not sure that would even save him. I think that the 49ers are looking in a different direction at this point, and it shocks a lot of people because of the amount of success that he had early in his career.
I agree. You know, you're looking at this potential departure, one foot perhaps already out the door, but, you know, with the loss against the Raiders, what is not working for the 49ers?
Well, I think the better question, or the easier question, would be to say, what is working for them?
Okay, I stand corrected.
Okay. Put it this
yes,
way.
Sir.
You know, when you talk about the two teams in the Bay Area, and he has been linked to the Raiders potentially, and he did start coaching there. Well, before the game on Sunday, Jim Harbaugh made a point to make a beeline right to Mark Davis to go pay his respects, say hello, and you should do that anyways, especially if that's where you cut your coaching teeth in the NFL, was with the Raiders.
Right.
But Mark Davis told another reporter that how their conversation went. He said, "Well, I told Jim, what happened? You stole all the dysfunction from us. That used to be our thing." So that's what's going on with the 49ers. There's a lot of dysfunction. There's a lot of the offense has not worked at all. Injuries have really decimated the defense, which, to its credit, is still playing fairly well, but it's not the dominating game-changing type of unit that it has been in years past. Guys have gotten older. Vernon Davis is no longer the threat that he was at tight end. Frank Gore is no longer used. And Colin Kaepernick really has regressed a lot, and you look at the reasons why there, and many would say that, well, he's not being used to the best of his abilities. He's not being put in the proper positions to take advantage of his unique skill set. They've tried to make him into a pure pocket passer. That's not in his DNA. That's not to say that he can never become that, but it seems like they went all in this year after signing him to that big contract extension, and they don't want to have him running around and getting killed out there because of the investment they've made into him. And yet it seems like it's kind of hindered his progress at the same time. So there's a lot of issues on both sides of the ball. Mostly, though, it's the offense that just cannot sustain drives. And here we are. We already are into the 14th game of the season, and Colin Kaepernick is still the only quarterback in the NFL who qualifies anyway, who has yet to lead his team on a fourth-quarter touchdown drive.
ESPN national reporter, covers the 49ers, is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Paul Gutierrez, you were talking about Kaepernick, his lack of pocket presence, his inaccuracy, why he has not been productive. So talk to me, Paul. I mean, what is the future for Colin?
You know, and it's interesting because it's tied. His present and his past are so tied, intrinsically tied to Jim Harbaugh. If and when Jim Harbaugh goes, that's the biggest question. What happens to Colin Kaepernick with the 49ers? Because whoever that next coach is going to come in, and you take this negatively, you take it positively, you take it with a grain of salt. They're going to be saddled with Colin Kaepernick as their quarterback. And that next coach is going to have to figure out how to use him. Now, he did sign that big contract extension, but it's very team-friendly. So if the team wanted to move on in a different direction, I'm not advising they do that right now, but if they did, it would be with a relatively minor salary cap hit to just cut him and move on. But I don't see that happening either. So the future for Colin Kaepernick, I think, is really tied to Jim Harbaugh and whether or not he comes back to this team.
But, Paul, the thing that is that the offensive line, they're not providing protection, and that's really hurt Kaepernick's ability to operate.
Absolutely. And he's been sacked the most times in the league, and that's where you start looking at things. You go, wait a minute, if this, then that. You know, this is arguably one of the most mobile. He's definitely one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the NFL, but that's his unique skill set, is that he's supposed to be able to get out of certain situations. You're right. The offensive line has been in flux all year long. Injuries up and down that thing. They're on a new center again, and they could potentially be using a third center this coming weekend at Seattle. So there's a lot of issues with that offensive line, and yet Colin Kaepernick's skill set is supposed to be able to get him out of harm's way. Now, he's not Superman. I think Cam Newton, you know, basically says that he is. But, you know, that's where you kind of scratch your head and go, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. The offensive line isn't doing his job. But that's supposed to be negated a little bit by Colin Kaepernick's ability to run, but he's not running like he has in the past either.
ESPN's NFL reporter Paul Gutierrez joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He also had just released a book not too long ago, 100 Things Raider Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. I want to give a plug for that, but give us an update on the Raiders. They're 2-7, and however, they have won two of their last three games, and that was against 7-win teams. So obviously the players are stepping up. They are responding to the challenge.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that, and thanks for mentioning the book, is I didn't know that I was probably going to have to do a rewrite on it and make 101 things would be
okay.
As the new head coach.
Right.
I joke, kind of, because he's been linked so much to it. But, yeah, and you know, what's interesting is I actually was not only, obviously, at the game where they beat the 49ers, but when they beat the Chiefs, was a Thursday night game, so I went to help out as well. So I was at that game, too. So I've been in the house both times that the Raiders have won this year, and I've been impressed with the way they play because, you know, I did cover them through the preseason and two games into the exhibition season. I was still on the Raider beat, and I thought they'd be much improved. I didn't think that they'd be a playoff team, but to start off 0-10, I didn't see that coming either. So the two times I've seen them play live, they've looked nice. You know, they have a good cornerstone on the defensive side with the top draft pick, Khalil Mack. Derek Carr looks like a solid making quarterback going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things there that are interesting for whoever their next head coach is going to be as well.
It's always a pleasure. And Paul, we look forward to talking to you in the new year, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.